What is Sikhism and why it was created? An interesting question, and why we are talking about it in the current context, because I feel it is perhaps more relevant today than it has been ever before. The word Sikh translates as a learner, a student, and Sikhs believed to be lifelong learners. It was born out of a Sufi movement, and one of our first leaders, or gurus as we call them, because we follow their teachings, was actually a Sufi saint with the name of Guru Nanak. Sikhism was created in the north of India, in Punjab. And why was there a need to create such a religious philosophy? Is because at that time, India was being invaded by many foreigners, and most communities felt inadequate to defend themselves. So there was a warrior community created, a people that would embody the saint soldier image. Saint in their morality and soldiers in their courage to defend the community, the people, and provide them with security. The way of life, or the Sikh philosophy, is more about how to live rather than rituals to follow. And a Sikh prayer, which is called the Mool Mantra, does give us the four major philosophies that we follow as Sikhs. The first major tenet of Sikhism is called Ek Onkar, with the symbol that denotes just that. Ek Onkar means Ek for one, and Onkar, the supreme, the power, God, or whatever you want to believe according to your beliefs and thoughts. That supreme power is one, so it is a monotheistic religion. And we as Sikhs believe that instead of worshipping what that one or the supreme has created, the veneration has to be for that one power itself. Also in Sikhism, we have the saint soldier philosophy that I touched upon. Sikhs were created as protectors of faith, of people, to provide security. And it was the only religious ideology at that time that said that it was okay to stand up for your rights and raise arms against injustices that were rife at that time. I am sure that we are all aware, and we have seen how Sikh temples or places of worship run free food, free freshly cooked meals 24 hours a day for people from all walks of life. It is served and anyone can access it. And it is some of these soup kitchens that are helping communities that have been hit badly by COVID. Charity forms a very important part of our religious philosophy and a part of our morality and duty towards the humanity. The important tenet of equality in Sikhism is not only between different socio-economic groups, also between genders. And to make sure that the caste system does not appear in Sikhs' day-to-day life, women are given the surname of Kaur, which means a princess, and men are given the surname of what we call a Singh, which translates literally as a lion. That's how much Sikhism does for equality. The last idea of Sikh philosophy has got to do with the responsibility towards family and community. Sikhs attain salvation by not spending the last years of their life in solitude, rather doing the duty for the family and for the community. We see that especially in COVID times, so many Sikh charities in India, this horrible time, are giving oxygen cylinders and providing food for people who don't really have access to them. So here it is, a beautiful modern ideology which embodies humanity, community, and service at its soul.